telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came away.
What is up, y'all? Happy Friday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you don't just have to listen to my voice. You can also watch Cardi and I do what we're doing on the U of the Tube on Facebook and on the platform formerly known as Twitter. And of course, you can take us everywhere that you are by downloading the Civic Media app. You're going to want to do that anyways, because starting next week, Civic Media is going to be starting our grown-up gift list text to win contest. I'm really excited about it because each hour when we run the contest, you're going to text the word of the hour via the downloaded Civic Media app, and one winner each hour will either take home $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And at the end of the contest, we're going to draw 8 grand prize winners that will be chosen randomly out of all entrants to pick out a gift from the grown-up gift list grab bag at Civic Media, which I think is pretty awesome. It's got a couple of robot vacuums, a humidifier, which, you know, you're a grown adult when you're buying a humidifier and you're like, it's just too dry in here in the winter. I need it. That is adulting. We got the humidifier and then in there a couple espresso machines, a snowblower, and a luggage set. All very adult things. These are not things that you buy when you are a teenage person. These are strictly for adults. So again, be sure that you and everybody you know has got that Civic Media app. Get listening starting next week. In the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, each of those 4 hours every day, we're going to have 4 winners taking home $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I know I'm excited. Plus, there's always a little, I'd call it friendly competition between my friends Jane and Todd to see how many texters they can get during their shows. Looking forward to that. We got a great show for you this afternoon, everybody. Of course we do. We do every day. Lots to cover today. I'm going to talk about the CEO murder, perhaps in a different way than what you may have been hearing others. Different take, different angle on this. We're going to talk about that. I also need to talk about what I'm going to call sort of like the meltdown that's going on at MSNBC, specifically Joe Scarborough. It has been quite the to-do over the last couple of weeks. And we'll talk about that. And if you do listen or watch MSNBC, I'm going to be really interested to get your take on all of this because, I've always found the dynamics on Morning Joe to be a little awkward. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about apparently the battle that's going on now between David Frum and Joe Scarborough. I'll break down all of that detail for you. We've got the clips from the shows over the last couple of days because it was absolutely fascinating. And in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about some good things that are going on, what might be happening in your neighborhood, holiday markets, some fun things going on this weekend, little road trip that if you haven't been to this special place in Wisconsin, you might want to check it out. And also share with you a couple of the reasons that December 6th is actually kind of famous. But I will start today with this bit of good news. We've been talking about Giving Tuesday this week. Again, if you have a charity that you would like me to shout out on the air, please feel free to text or call 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But they're getting some preliminary numbers in from this year's Giving Tuesday. And the estimate is that $3.6 billion was donated on Giving Tuesday, which I think is just absolutely fantastic. So thank you to all of you who gave of your talents, time, or money. That counts too. That's how you get to this $3.6 billion. So wanted to just start out with that good news. So Cardi, we're going to take Cut X first here in just a moment. Because I've heard some crazy things go down in congressional hearings, but what went down this week sort of takes the cake. Just so that you know who you're hearing, and again, congressional hearings, they basically ask members from the administration to come before them, report out on investigations that Congress has either requested or update on agency performance. That's what congressional hearings are usually about. Budgetary things. So you usually have someone that works in government sitting before a congressional committee reporting out either in response to an inquiry or a status update of some type. This was about, there's been hearings trying to figure out what went wrong when Donald Trump was shot at, right? Because clearly that's a security failure. Like, objectively, that should never happen. And it was an embarrassment for the Secret Service, and the Secret Service director has since resigned. So the people that you're hearing in this clip, this is the acting current Secret Service director, okay? So the acting Secret Service director, he was not in Pennsylvania when the assassination attempt against Donald Trump happened, okay? And he wasn't the one in charge. But of course, and rightly so, he's going to be asked a lot of hard questions. Well, one congressman, Republican Representative Pat Fallone, or Fallon, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I hadn't heard of him before this, and maybe that is exactly why he created such a scene. But what this representative implied during the hearing was not just you and your and the Secret Service, you're all incompetent and all this, but that this Secret Service agent went to this year's 9/11 memorial to curry favor with the Biden administration so he could become the acting Secret Service director and, like, weaseled his way into a photo op. And basically he was insinuating, you're just a supplicant, a butt kisser of the Biden administration, and you tried to use 9/11 to advance your career aspirations. I mean, the guy was already the deputy director of the Secret Service. And this guy was also someone who was there at the 9/11 event when it happened back in 2001. He was one of the people that responded. So, you know, it set up what was going to be a very tense exchange. And other reporters, I'll just say this, it had been a very substantive hearing up until this point. Like, lots of back and forth, lots of detailed discussions about why this happened. But let's take a listen. This is Republican Representative Pat Fallon and the acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe in a congressional hearing about Trump's assassination attempt. This went way off the rails, y'all. Take a listen.
Congressman, what you're not seeing is the sack of the detail off out of the picture's view.
You're talking about the 9/11 pictures.
Where we remember the more than 3,000 people that have died on 9/11. I actually responded to Ground Zero. I was there going through the ashes of the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. I was there at Fresh Kills.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking
there,
you,
Congressman.
Were you the special agent in charge?
To show respect for a Secret Service member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be.
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
Oh, I'm not. I'm invoking this.
You are, sir.
Gentlemen,
no, I'm you not. Are out
gentlemen.
Of line.
Gentlemen. I would like to ask him a question.
Please.
You are
order.
Out of line.
I'm asking you serious questions for the American people, and they're very simple. They're not trick questions. Were you the special agent in charge that
day? No, I wasn't. I was there representing
Mr.
the
Chairman,
United States Secret Service,
yes
sir.
Mr. Fallon, your time has expired.
Did not affect protective operations.
You know why you were there? Expired. Because you wanted to be visible, because you are auditioning for this job.
I was there to pay respect for a fallen member of this agency.
You endangered President
Biden's life. You are out of line, Congressman.
Vice President Harris's life, because you put those agents out of position.
Mr. Chairman.
Did you have a radio with you?
Mr. Fallon, your time has expired.
Did you have a weapon?
No, I did, sir, and you are out of line.
Okay.
Let's get out.
Wow. I mean, wow. So you ended up hearing a third voice. It's the chairman of the committee trying to restore order. But this to me is sort of where Congress has degraded to. It's such an encapsulation of this because these hearings have become effectively like performative auditions for Donald Trump. Like, Congress people from the right, from the MAGA movement, are trying to make themselves known. So why, when you're discussing what was an absolute failure of the Secret Service when Donald Trump got shot at, why are you bringing up the 9/11 memorial from this past fall? Like, the assassination attempt happened in what? It's been a wild couple of months, folks. I think it was in July. That happened in July. The 9/11 memorial's in September. What the hell does that have to do with the assassination attempt? The answer is nothing. Why are you showing a picture and talking about why this guy was there? Were you on the presidency? He's trying to say you're just brown nosing and you were interrupting security operation. It's so stupid. And this Secret Service agent, the acting director, Ron Rowe, wasn't having it. I mean, I have been in some contentious legislative hearings. I have been accused of some things in legislative hearings, wrongly, of course, and I've responded, but I've never full out gotten into a shouting match with a legislator. Absolutely incredible. But again, watch this space, right? And the reason I raise this is this, and then we're going to go take care of some business. If you want to give your 2 cents on this, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The phone and text lines are open. Watch this space, because the Republicans are only going to have a 2-seat, thinnest of thin majorities in Congress. Congress has already been one of the least effective, the House, one of the least effective sessions, these last couple of sessions in the history of the Congress, least productive, fewest number of bills getting pushed through. And a lot of it is because in this new MAGAverse, it is all about performing for the audience of one. How the hell else do you think people got these cabinet nominations? It ain't on the qualifications. It's all on the performance. I'm Maggie Dawn, folks. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back with more next.